You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is MAC with Slow Mo and DJ Conal H. You're listening to the number one podcast in the world, Archer Radio. Stay tuned for more great music and the Slow Mo vibe.
Hello.
Hello.
Today's Sunday, July 31st, 2005, and we're doing a special, what am I calling it, simulcast, because we're creating video, and we're recording on the Eye River, as you can see in the video.
And it's still ordinary.
And it's still ordinary, that's right. This is Archer and the boyfriend, and this is the most, what do I say? The only ordinary queer cast on the internet. And according to one podcaster, I need to change that to the original ordinary queer cast on the internet.
Are you two going to bitch slap each other over this?
No. Not at all. Now, we're going to do this for 5 minutes, and I'm going to...
But sometimes it's even an extraordinary
podcast
on the internet.
Why do you say that?
Because sometimes it's extraordinary.
That it is. And... we're only going to do 5 minutes because I want video, longer video is larger files and stuff. So anyway, 5 minutes. What do you want to talk about for 5 minutes?
Well, I thought we were going to talk about our vertical wine tasting that we did last night.
That's right. We went to Grey Ghost Winery and got to taste, was it?
Two flights of wines. One flight of Merlot from 2001 up to 2004, so there were five vintages there, and then we had a flight of reserve Cabernets that they produce in exceptional years, and so we had five of those.
And what does a flight mean?
Flight means, I guess, an entire series, I'm not exactly certain.
But he called it that last night, that's why.
Right, because I guess we got a Merlot, a whole tasting of Merlots over a period of time.
And what did we decide? Well, for me, I think I decided I preferred the... Was it the 2002?
Yes.
I liked the 2002 Merlot, and I completely did not like the 2003, which was sad because that was the only one that they had produced completely from their own grapes, right?
But it was a difficult year to produce wine that year, as was explained to us because of the weather.
Right.
It rained a lot. It was a very rainy spring.
It was.
And so they're able to salvage like 25 cases of that wine. And it was still a good...
It was fine, but the 2002 was
compared
best.
To the others, it was probably a weaker Merlot.
But the 2002 was the best.
No, the 2001 was best.
I'm switching hands. I'm looking at that video, and I'm looking awfully fat in that video. Are you looking at the video? Okay, what did we decide about the Cabernet Sauvignon?
Well, I like the 1993.
93, a 12-year-old, 12-year-old bottle of wine.
Excellent.
And I preferred the 98.
Another good year.
And the 2001.
Another good year.
The others were just okay.
But all were very good. And the food was very good.
The food was amazing.
And so we had some excellent food, some excellent wine. We were the only gay couple there.
Yes, we were the only gay
couple. We were the youngest people there.
We were the youngest and the only gay couple there. It was obvious. We said before that I think everyone knew we were the gay couple.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
And we were the only ones there not dressed in tuxedos.
But we looked awfully nice in
we looked very nice.
In our outfits we had on.
Mm-hmm.
And you even took some pictures with your little, just disposable camera?
As you know, I'm an artist.
Here we go.
And my next field to conquer is photography.
So we should...
The equipment of choice in Instamatic.
Should we get you a digital camera?
Only only if it is superior in quality to the Focus and Click.
They do have some there like that. Can you see the time that's on there?
4 minutes and 50 seconds.
So we're going to wrap this up. So do you have any final thoughts in the last 5 seconds or so? You're going to use them to think.
Isn't that what the artist does?
The artist does think a lot, yes.
Oh, yes. I have a closing thought.
Okay, we're going to go into 6 minutes, but you go ahead.
You have the answers. Are you ready for the test?
He has said that several times this weekend.
Because I impressed myself with the profound nature of that statement.
I'm not so sure I know what it means. But in any case, we're going to end the podcast now, and we'll be back tomorrow with a longer show. So what do you say to the boys and girls?
Bye!
You don't have to scream.
Bye.
Until next time, boys and girls. Bye.
Bye.
Now smile for the camera and wave. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.